I'm Carol Hills, in for Marco Werman, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH Boston. American universities are going through a great expansion, opening campuses in many parts of the world. Partly, it's to attract students from places where they pay full tuition. Partly, it's to offer American students opportunities for study abroad. And partly, it's to engage in the global exchange of ideas. That last reason is exciting, but it can also be fraught with complications. The World's Matthew Bell reports on a professor at a Chinese university who lost his job, and the professors at an American college who tried to help him.
Chinese economics professor Xia Yiliang never held back during his 13 years at Peking University. He criticized the Chinese government in the classroom, in publications, and on social media. Then 6 years ago, he helped draft a document called Charter 08. It called for an end to China's one-party rule under the Communist Party. To say that the national leadership did not take kindly to such an open challenge would be an understatement. Xia's co-signer and Nobel Prize winner, Liu Xiaobo, is currently serving an 11-year prison sentence. Professor Xia says officials at Peking University made it clear that he was also heading for trouble.
They have their talks with me for several times and have their warnings. They say, if you keep doing this, you'll lose your job someday.
Fast forward to last summer, and Xia was pretty sure that he was about to be fired. That was when he visited Wellesley College outside of Boston. Wellesley had recently begun an educational partnership with Peking University. During Xia's visit, he talked about his situation with Wellesley faculty. Some of them felt compelled to offer Xia support, so they wrote an open letter urging Peking University not to fire him for political reasons. 140 faculty members signed it. They warned that firing Xia because of his beliefs could jeopardize the partnership between the two institutions.
It became clear to me that this guy was the object of what was looking like a political purge.
Tom Cushman is a professor of sociology at Wellesley. He helped draft the letter in support of Xia, and Cushman says it sent an important message to Peking University and, by extension, the Chinese government.
We've met this person. He's our colleague. You know, we are interested in the struggles that he is leading in China along with other dissidents, and we are going to support him precisely to show that Wellesley is a pluralistic and open space. The terms of academic discourse cannot be dictated, you know, from Beijing about what we're going to talk about and what we're going to say and do.
The letter didn't work. Xia was fired last fall. Peking University said the reason was poor teaching. A university official said that politics had nothing to do with the decision to get rid of Xia. Some of his former students were quoted in news stories saying that he was indeed a bad teacher. But Xia says his former boss admitted to him that this was not a simple matter of poor job performance.
At first, she mentioned it's a pure academic issue. It's not a political one. It has nothing to do with politics. But later on, she said, you think we all have to listen to American professors? Do you think they really helped you? Probably they just exploited you. And if you haven't made them to do so, probably your situation would not be like this.
So did the American faculty at Wellesley overstep their role as partners with Peking University? Tom Cushman says absolutely not.
It's one of the oldest tricks in the authoritarian playbook to say that we're persecuting this dissident because Westerners are interfering in our business. You know, that just gives up the game because it shows that the bad teaching thing was a lie, but also, you know, indicates that they're doing it in a retaliation, you know, for his perfectly legitimate efforts to reach out to his colleagues in the United States.
Things could have turned out worse. Xia has taken up a new position at the Cato Institute in Washington. He will also be an associate at Wellesley's Freedom Project and plans to work on a book with Cushman. The budding partnership between Wellesley College and Peking University is intact. But there might be some important lessons learned here. Orville Schell runs the Center for U.S.-China Relations at the Asia Society in New York. He says the repression of dissenters by China's government should not be an excuse to cut off cooperation altogether.
That won't work because we're too deeply involved in a kind of a global world where trade, nuclear proliferation, climate change, other questions, pandemics, very much depend on our ability to work with China.
But Shell also applauds the faculty at Wellesley for taking a stand and not compromising on their values.
So we're left with a tremendously difficult dilemma, where sometimes we do need to stand on our principles and we do need to rebuke challenges to those principles. And sometimes we have to find a way to, you know, continue the dialogue and continue some kind of constructive relationship.
Things won't get any easier for American universities as some experts see China's current government intensifying its crackdown on dissent. For The World, I'm Matthew Bell.